The Zombie Pub Crawl is now in its 9th year. It is taking place tomorrow at various bars and pubs around the Twin Cities. Over the years, this event has grown from about 150 people lumbering around a few square blocks in Northeast in its first year to a massive, sprawling consumption of beer and brains, of course, in recent years. So here to tell us about Zombie Pub Crawl 2013 is Chuck Terhark and Jonathan Ackerman, organizers of the Zombie Pub Crawl. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
Brains.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you for that.
So can you give us kind of the brief synopsis of what the Zombie Pub Crawl is all about for those who have heard about it but never participated, and, you know, sort of a brief summation of how it's progressed over the years?
Sure. In the beginning, it was kind of a fun excuse to dress up in the Halloween season like a zombie and zombie around, because we sort of realized that that was very fun back in 2005 when we started this. And now it's still about dressing like a zombie and going out and having fun, but it's just kind of become a bigger and bigger party. And there's a lot more music involved now. That we have carnival rides. We like to call it kind of like Mardi Gras, except with a bunch of dead people.
Okay, carnival rides. Now, I want to ask you about this because I heard a rumor that you were going to have a Ferris wheel, but a very famous Ferris wheel.
Yeah, insofar as a Ferris wheel can be famous, we found a pretty good one, I think. We had a Ferris wheel last year, and we were like, that's a pretty good Ferris wheel, but we want a bigger, flashier Ferris wheel. So we got the Ferris wheel that is at Bonnaroo. It's full of LEDs. It's kind of like a big light show and a Ferris wheel all in one.
So what do you do? Do you call the Bonnaroo people? Yeah, hey, we're from the Zombie Pub Crawl, and we'd like to borrow your Ferris wheel for the weekend. Is it that easy?
Chuck is really good at the internet, so what he does, anytime we come up with anything crazy, he will figure out where to get it within a day. And it can be anything. And now he knows everything about Ferris wheels.
Yeah, I learned that all of the biggest Ferris wheels are in Germany, unfortunately.
Oh. Well, hopefully one of the biggest ones here domestically, I imagine. So now, it started, like I said, with just, you know, between 100 and 200 people all these years ago. How many last year participated?
We estimated around 30,000, and we're expecting around the same size crowd this year.
Now, last year was spread across Minneapolis and St. Paul. Are you doing that again this year?
No, because last year we had a fleet of buses that was shuttling thousands of zombies around back and forth between the cities, which was very fun, and people that were on the buses had a really great time, but it was logistically sort of a nightmare. So now we're, that's why we're calling this year Quarantine.
It's on Quarantine. I was wondering about that. So that means it's contained, we should say, in Minneapolis.
Yep,
and that'd be the West Bank, right?
Yep, the West Bank is the primary neighborhood, and now we're adding two giant parking lots in downtown, the east side of downtown, over by the Metrodome over there.
Is there like zombie etiquette for someone who's going to attend the first time?
Good question.
You know, how does one act at the Zombie Pub Crawl?
Well, first and foremost, we want you to act like a zombie. Beyond that, we just want you to not throw blood on people, but you can throw it on yourself. Last year, we had a clown that was walking around everywhere with a pail of blood and a cardboard box that he would unfold, stand on to pour blood on himself just so he wouldn't make a mess anywhere. I mean, that's kind of the right way to do that if you're going to.
It is a very messy event, no matter how much we try to make it not a messy event. It's just going to be very messy. Last year, there was a zombie Billy Mays, the OxyClean guy, who tragically passed away. And so he would go around with a bunch of cleaner, and every time he saw a bunch of blood, he would go, stains. And he would clean the stains. And so now we're hiring a fleet of like 30 zombie Billy Mazes to go around and help clean up.
Green to white technology.
You know, this is good that we're giving, you know, civilians a heads up about this event.
Right.
Have you ever had just like a regular person walking down the street and kind of get freaked out by the number of zombies?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
Every year, always.
So you're going to have music, some sort of musical entertainment again? Who are we going to see performing?
We've got a bunch of stages all throughout the event. The main stage is in the Star Tribune parking lots. That's what we call the quarantine zone. Vitamin is one of our big sponsors, so that's the Vitamin main stage. And on that stage, we will have Sublime with Rome, Flock of Seagulls.
Awesome.
And who else? This metal band, Reaping Asmodea, something like that.
The Crunchy Kids.
Crunchy Kids. And this is the first year where we're having the world's first brain-eating championships.
Fantastic.
Is it like a pie-eating contest?
Yeah, so Major League Eating is a legitimate sporting organization, and they're bringing in Joey Chestnut, the world's most famous eater, the world's number one ranked eater. He's the guy who gets all of the Nathan's Hot Dog records every year. So it's going to be him and a couple other ranked eaters, as well as some locals all eating brain tacos supplied by Andrew Zimmern's food truck.
Of course. I was going to say, hot dog eating championship, he's already used to eating brains, so
hey!
Hey! and something else that you may not know is in there.
Right.
So I was impressed that you got the Ferris wheel from Bonnaroo, but let's back up just 1 second, because you said Flock of Seagulls like it was no big deal.
Exactly. Right.
So did you go to Flock of Seagulls people and say, you know, we would like to, you know, book them for the zombie pub crawl, or did you just not say anything about the zombie part?
There's
that's a good question.
A funny story that goes with that. We were trying to get Flock of Seagulls to perform with Waka Flocka as Waka Flocka Seagulls, which we thought would make the internet explode. And we pushed pretty hard for it, and both sides were pretty into it, and then Waka Flocka backed out last minute. But we still had Flock of Seagulls, which we were like, that's fine, that's awesome.
Sure.
Everyone knows Flock of Seagulls. So like whenever we talk to the city, we're like, we have Flock of Seagulls. And they're always like, oh, yeah, Flock of Seagulls. That's great. Oh, that's amazing.
And people always think we book these bands because it's like a back from the dead irony pun. But really, we just really like Flock of Seagulls. Iran is a great song.
Of course. We've got it queued up right now, in fact. So, all right.
Well,
so
let's review the details for tomorrow.
Review the details. Okay.
What time does stuff start?
4 p.m. And it goes until the quarantine zone where Flock of Seagulls and Sublime and the Major League Eating Contest, that ends at 10 p.m. But all the rest of the bars are going until 2 a.m.
So is this sold out? Can people still go?
There are tickets still available. They can go to zombiepubcrawl.com. They can still get tickets.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Chuck and Jonathan, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Zombie Pub Crawl 9, quarantine, all the details online. We've got the links at thecurrent.org. We'll send you to their website.
I feel like we should do the zombie chant, you know, the zombie chant before we let you go. So what do we want?
Brains.
When do we want them?
Brains.
All right, let's get ready to run very far away from the zombies.